This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A 6-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the 6-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a 7-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Teravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Teravim? Simple. Teravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and it is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Christina England. Her website is profitableharm.com, and we are talking initially about an article that she wrote at VAC Truth, which will be linked on the schedule page. Another thing that is on the schedule page is the physician's warranty of vaccine safety. You can download that document, take it to your doctor. If that doctor wishes to vaccinate you or your child, it's time that we started putting the responsibility back on the doctor to understand exactly what he or she is trying to impose on their patients or on his or her patients. I think we need to do this. We need to take responsibility for our own health demand from the doctor his or her warranty that this thing is safe. And when we had Leslie Botha on the program, the doctor that was taking care of the patient, or the girl that she brought on with her, Brittany Feist, this girl had mono a couple of years before, and she'd gone to the very, very same doctor. And in the small print on the HPV vaccine, it says that it should not be given to anybody that has ever suffered from mono. And that doctor should have been held accountable, I think, because she did something to Brittany that was incredibly dangerous. Your thoughts, Christina?
I absolutely agree. The young lady, Ashley Cave, that I first came into contact with over the Civrex, she had a particular genetic illness, and it caused her to have a lowered immune system. And her mother actually brought it up before she had the vaccine and said to the school, should she have this vaccine? She's got a lowered immune system, etc., etc. And the school nurse turned around and said, yes, but we might have to give her an extra dose just to be absolutely sure. I was absolutely horrified. I mean, fortunately, in a lot of ways for Ashley, if she became ill after the first dose, if she'd have had the four, she wouldn't be here today, because the three vaccines she would have normally had. So if she'd gone on to have the fourth, she would have been dead.
That doesn't even make sense. What are these people thinking?
Well, and when I actually came out with the paperwork, which is under, if you go into the vaccines adverse reactions on my site, you've got like a column on the left-hand side of different buttons that you can just click onto. Look at adverse reactions. Go into the HPV. When you get into there, you'll see all the different vaccines. If you go into HPV vaccine, you'll come to the page about the HPV vaccines. And if you then go into the different papers that I've got on Civrex, you'll find the GP, all of the adverts and the material given to all the GPs. I came about that in a very, very strange way, but I was doing some work in factories at the time. I was looking into the adverse reactions to vaccines, and I always wanted to expose the truth, didn't quite know how to go on about it, and it was later on that I went to university to train to be a journalist to do it, but I wanted to do it away from mainstream newspapers because I knew they wouldn't touch it. And I was working in these factories, and I was just doing temporary work, and the agency I was working for said that they needed somebody, but they needed sort of a bus full of people to go from to this factory that I'd been used to working at quite a lot, to go from...
Did we lose you? I think we may have lost our guest. Okay. We do have some callers lining up, and so we will take some calls after our guest comes back. And I do hope that you visit her website and this article that she recently wrote, HPV Vaccines Can Kill, and they do. And she went over the statistics, and it's just amazing that all these people had these adverse reactions. There were 30,000 352 adverse events just from this one vaccine. And when you think about it, that's more than well, I mean, if you compare the victims of 9/11, the alleged victims of 9/11, and they say there was, what, 2,500? Well, when you're talking, thousands of people, let's see, how many died? Did not recover. Deaths, 140. I mean, if there were an event in this country, we'll forget about 9/11 and using that as an analogy. But if there were an event in this country that, say, 140 people died, that we would be hearing that on the news for at least 2 weeks. We would know exactly all the details, everything about it, and yet we hear nothing at all about this vaccine and all of the damage that it causes, and as Christina brought up, not only do they give it to teenage girls and boys, now according to as of August 1st, 2013, the article stated that they were going to push this vaccine on newborns. That is just absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable that they would do that, and that parents would allow this, particularly given that, and also the STD vaccines. What person in their right mind, what parent in their right mind would allow this? And yet, you know what? When my children were young and the doctor said that they needed vaccines, did I say anything? I hate to admit it, but I went along with it. But that was many years ago, and of course they weren't receiving. What is it? 35? Okay, Christina is back with us.
Yes, I've got some internet problems at the moment. It's not very good weather. Cervarix vaccine. Yes, I was at the factory and we were asked to put these CD-ROMs into a middle of a magazine. And I looked at these magazines and I could see they were GP magazines. Oh, they're interesting. And I had a look, and this was 2 days before the actual launch of the Cervarix vaccine into Great Britain. And I actually looked and I saw, oh, Cervarix. And I sort of looked into it and I saw one of the magazines was a bit torn, so I said to the manager, do we put the CD-ROMs into the torn magazines, or do we just put them on the reject hit? So we have a box where you put things that, you know, were seconds that weren't going to be any good. And he said, just put it into the seconds. So I said, I'm really interested in this Cervarix vaccine. I said, am I allowed to take it home? Oh, yes, he said. And I said, well, you know, I sort of thought to myself, well, I can't have the magazine without the CD-ROM. So I took the CD-ROM and I sat on it for a couple of years, and I knew that it would come in handy and I knew that it would be useful for me. And by this time, I'd already gone to meet Ashley at the hospital. So I knew, it's a bit later on, because that was 2 days before it came out. Well, we had to get all these magazines out. We got all of the magazines out, and we weren't allowed to go until we did. Well, we got them out finally. It was about 8 o'clock at night. We were allowed to go home. The bus came to collect us. I took the CD-ROM and I took the magazine that I'd been given back home. And I was reading it, and I thought, it was coming handy. I thought, no, they're not telling the truth, not from what I knew from Leslie Balther, because I'd already been sort of writing a little bit on vaccines, but I'd been sort of more or less playing with it. But I'd sort of read Cynthia Janik, and I'd read Leslie Balther and some of what she'd been doing and what she was saying about the Gardasil vaccine. And, of course, then, you know, I read all this on the mag. I thought, well, that come in handy. Didn't use it really for a couple of years, and then when I went to the school for journalism and trained, that's when I knew it would come in handy, and it did.
Oh, good, good. We need to keep these things, and
yes,
when we run across them. Alrighty, yeah. We are going to a break. When we come back, we will take your calls at 800-313-9443.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Christina England. Her website is ProfitableHarm.com, and we do have some callers lining up. Would you like to finish any thoughts before we take some callers?
No, that's fine. I did just put the page up on the RBN, your Skype. I've just put the page where they find the document, the GP document, so people can go on to that. So I've actually just put it on your Skype chat.
Oh, thank you so very much. All righty. Let's take Joel in Illinois.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Basically, I want to rant for a couple of seconds, but my rant is going to begin with a question. Now, here's the question. What is the illegitimate birth rate in the United States right now?
And how is that relevant?
Okay, let me explain. The illegitimate birth rate in the United States right now is running 50%.
Wow.
And the way that sorts out, it's 75% in the black community and the brown community, and it's 35% in the white community. Now, way back in the 1960s, the illegitimate birth rate was 5%. You see? So we have increased our production of illegitimate children, bastards, if you will, by a factor of 10. And the way that you do that is through promiscuity. So all these vaccines that you're calling evil, there is a very real indication to make these vaccines and manufacture them and sell them because promiscuity has gone through the ceiling. So I'm hearing you two ladies blame everything on the pharmaceutical companies, but the issue is the moral fiber of the people right now in the world. Promiscuity has increased by a factor of 10. Now, my remedy, I'm listening to you talking about suing the pharmaceutical companies. My remedy would be no more ADC payments for women who are who have illegitimate children. I think the only way you should qualify for ADC is a woman has to be married and she has to be enrolled in a college or a university.
Can I just put in something here? What you're saying is probably quite true. I've not looked at the illegitimate rate. Birth rate of children. However, it all begins with education, whether we're on to vaccines or sex education. And sex education, they're bringing it in, certainly in Great Britain, at the age of 5. Now, I don't believe that 5-year-olds should know all about sex, and at I think it's 9, they're teaching them about homosexuality and oral sex, which I don't think they need to know, and masturbation as well, actually. I don't think they need to know these subjects. So if you're going to educate children from that age, they're going to want to try it out. Children will be children, let's face it. And I think this is a lot to blame for illegitimate births and very young teenage births as well. This gives the pharmaceutical company a way in for the education of the HPV vaccines. Are we educated that these vaccines are good? And have we ever found a vaccine that is actually good, that's actually done any good? Because, you know, they say, well, smallpox is being eradicated. That isn't true. Smallpox is still there. Vera Schreiber's got a fantastic paper that shows this. It's just they've changed the name of the disease, and they do this all the time. They just change the name of the disease. So if they get a lot of adverse reactions causing paralysis or whatever, I mean, the polio is causing paralysis in India at the moment by a huge rate. But what they're saying is it's a different type of paralysis. It's a vaccine-induced paralysis called AFP. So it's an AFP paralysis, hence changing the name from polio to AFP. And I think this is going all the way around. And it's just education, education, education. If we're taught something is good, we tend to believe it. And it's just false education.
And Joel,
well, okay, now,
Joel, let me just interject something here. The topic of today's program is whether or not vaccines are good for people, and the fact is that they are not good for people. And so your thesis about what we should do with morality is a totally different subject. In my view, whether people are moral or immoral, the vaccines don't work, plain and simple, period.
Okay, now wait. One of the things that you're not taking, there's two things that you're missing. One is biological variability, but on the subject of moral issues, the other thing is that all these illegitimate children that are being born today, they're all coming out of the womb addicted to crack. They're all cocaine addicts.
Wait! You're making an assumption that you have no proof of. And the other thing is, if you could relate it to yes, all of these children who are coming out of the womb are going to be vaccinated, and all the that will create a lot of problems. So you probably should relate it to today's subject.
But see, you're pretending.
I'm not pretending anything. Today's subject is on vaccines.
Okay, let me finish now. The point that I'm trying to make is that these welfare queens that were paying to drop babies onto the sidewalk, you're pretending that they're the Virgin Mary. They're not.
Nobody's pretending anything. Joel, let's stick to the topic of today's program. We're not talking about welfare mothers. We're not talking about these things. We're talking about the efficacy of vaccines. So thank you very much for your phone call. And maybe you could call in when we have a program that relates to what you're trying to talk about. And so thank you very much, Joel. We will take other calls at 800-313-9443. Okay, Christina.
Yes. fascinating subject, but not quite the one we'd be talking about. So, I can see his point in a way. I think he was sort of relating it to the HPV vaccine, but I think he was twisting his facts around a little bit. But, the HPV vaccine wouldn't be needed because it's being actually advertised as an STD vaccine for STDs, and it actually isn't. The HPV virus can be caught as an STD, but it can also be caused by lots of other things as well, and there's lots of strains of it as well. And the vaccination only actually supposed to look after several of the strains and not all of them, so you can still catch HPV and you can still get cancer from it. So it's not been tested to whether it's actually causes cancer. It was never looked at for that. And Diane Harper, one of the people that were in Merck and also been at GlaxoSmithKline manufacturing and looking into the testing of these vaccines originally, actually stated that it was never actually looked at for whether it caused cancer or not.
Certainly. And that this is really such a topic, such a problem, because of the number of people. Now Joel brought up the numbers of people, but what about the numbers of people that are being vaccinated? How about us sticking with that kind of number? And certainly when you consider all of the children that are born, it doesn't matter who they're born to, that these people are being vaccinated, and it's going to cause harm to all of these people.
I think what's been done in the third world, developing countries, so that's what we're supposed to call it now, developing countries. I think that what's being done to the children there is horrific. I mean, Gates is he's saying that he's doing God's work. Well, I'm not going to argue with whether what God he sees actually, he actually worships, but I don't think it's the same one as that I'm a Christian, and I don't think it's the same God.
Exactly.
He's got his facts very wrong. But, he's sort of saying that he's doing God's work, and what vaccinators in India are being shot. And these are really innocent people that have just been employed to do a job. They don't really understand what they're doing, a lot of them. They're just like, people working in the agencies and people working like I did in factories. They weren't actually factory workers. They were just people that wanted money and were trying to do something to get money for their family.
Of course, they're just making a living, and so, but it's these higher ups that really kind of know what's going on. Alrighty, we are going to a break. We will take calls when we come back at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Extend your life.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898.
Welcome back. Excuse me. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Christina England. Her website is ProfitableHarm.com, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443, relevant calls on the topic at hand for today.
I did an article recently. I wrote an article recently on Back Truth. I write most of mine on Back Truth, mainly because of quite a few of the papers that I've actually written for no longer exist. I was writing for Weekly Blitz. The editor that one was put into jail for political and religious views that he'd written.
Really?
That had been produced, so that one was no more. He's been in prison, I don't know, since January. I think it's terrible. We're trying to get him out, bless him. And he's in Bangladesh. Then the other newspaper that I wrote for, American Chronicle, I think they were reported and for different things that they were doing, and they were censored, so they disappeared. They're around a little bit, but not much. Namaste UK was another one that I wrote for a while. He's just can't afford to produce the magazine anymore. Sovereign Independent was a magazine, it was a newspaper that I was about to write to, but they've gone under as well. So they were just stopping at every single every single paper, newspaper, magazine. They're stopping to the people from hearing the truth. So they're just censoring them or destroying them completely. Or as in my editor, he was jailed. So and that was just for speaking his mind and publishing the truth.
Right. That is unfortunate. But I know that there are lots of websites that are kind of disappearing, and you go to them and attempt to go to them, and they're no longer available. So I'm glad that FactTruth.com is still publishing, and that you are able to write for them, because I know that they do have quite a following.
Yes, they do. One of my articles has actually got 69,000 hits on it. So, yes, they can get a lot of hits on articles. Another one that's just been put up only a week ago by Sandy Lanou. That one's actually got 33,000 hits already. So, yes, they can get a lot of hits on particular articles. The one I wrote not so long ago, I think it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, was called Vaccines Can Cause Infertility. And that one's got an awful lot of hits. I actually included, it was actually interesting, as well, I looked into it, I looked into PubMed, or I think that's how you would pronounce it. It's a medical journal. And I actually typed in the little toolbar where it says search. I actually typed in what did I put in? I put vaccines and I put I can't remember, I didn't even put infertility vaccines. I put something in the search engine. It was about vaccines being made for contraception. That was the word, contraception. I've got a senior moment, I'm afraid. Yes, and I actually got 57 papers come up, and I was astounded. So back in the 1970s, right up to recent date, and I just clicked on one, and I found that that they were talking about on that particular vaccine, and again it was they were looking into. Originally, it appeared that they were looking for contraception, but they weren't, because when you actually went into the paper and you started reading it, they started off about how the population had increased and how that they wanted to decrease the population. So they looked, it looked on in front of it, it looked as if it was actually about contraception. But when you actually started to read into it, they was talking about the tetanus toxoid being mixed with CGO, I think it was called CGO. It's a hormone. It is all in the article. Sometimes the actual details of everything is a bit vague because I write so many. But they've mixed it with a hormone, and this was actually causing women in the developing countries where it had been tested to actually miscarry the baby and not be able to have an egg implanted in their womb. And they were sort of talking about this. And when I looked at it and I looked at the dates, it was actually written not long after the tetanus vaccine had gone out in certain countries, in the Philippines was one of them, and all these women had become infertile, and lots of women had lost babies. Now, the thing was with that vaccine was it only was tested on women between the ages of 14 and 45, which is the childbearing age. And that I actually mentioned that article, and it was only found out that it was all to do with this hormone being mixed in with the tetanus vaccine because a company became suspicious, and they did some testing on the vaccines, and they found that it was mixed with this hormone, and it was actually stopped and discontinued. But they were actually publishing about this and talking about it and saying, well, it had been tested and it was a success, and if you mix this particular hormone with the tetanus vaccine, it could stop people having babies, and it would stop the implantation of the eggs, which so they were actually testing these vaccines. This testing had gone on quite a long time ago, in the 1990s, and I've actually written about the actual original tests and the original vaccine and all about the actual organisation that had tested the vaccines and what they'd found, which can all be found on, I think it's Heidi's actually got it on her site, Heidi Stevens of Gaia Health. I think that's where I first saw it, that particular article. That was brought to my attention by Fair Dinkum Radio. I didn't know about that particular testing at the time, and I looked into it. And then when I found the paper, I actually found that linked in with it. And then I found several others that linked into it as well. So it was pretty obvious what they were doing, what they were trying to do. So when Gates is talking about depopulation, I don't think he's talking about depopulation through actually killing people off. I think he's actually talking about depopulation through actual introducing infertility vaccines that will actually make you become infertile. And I think that is what he's actually talking about. Of course, he's not actually said it, and this is only my opinion, but reading between the lines, it looks as if it could be the answer.
Well, he does believe in eugenics. His parents were both proponents of eugenics. And I think if you read early on how the whole movement got developed, they wanted to eliminate certain sectors of the population, certain groups of people that they felt were not as good a specimen. They were subhumans, that kind of thing. So who knows what kind of agenda he is working on. On your website, you have a link to thimerosal. Now, if a lot of people, or I've heard that a lot of the people who are against vaccines are saying, well, gosh, if they just took thimerosal out of the vaccines, then they would be good. What is your opinion of that?
Well, now, Jenny McCarthy's been saying about green vaccines for quite a while, and it often makes me smile because I don't see how a vaccine could be green, because I believe that if you took everything out of a vaccine that's actually bad for you, there wouldn't be any vaccine left. You'd probably have saline left as part of the vaccine. I mean, taking mercury out isn't just the answer, because you've got aluminium, you've got formaldehyde, you've got so many other things, and you've got all these horrible things like chicken embryos, you've got even DNA of a fetus, of human fetuses in the vaccines. I don't know why or what the reason is behind it, but they're using all kinds of things, bits of snake, you've got insects in them, you've got dog kidney cells, goodness knows what. And so, I mean, you know, would you really, if you knew exactly what was in the vaccines, would you, as a parent, vaccinate certainly a newborn baby with HPV vaccine, actually, yeah, or the Hep B vaccine? You wouldn't, would you? I mean, if you knew what was really in them. But of course you don't, and we don't know what's in them. We don't get to see I've certainly never seen a vaccine information sheet before any vaccine that I've ever come across, and certainly the ones that my children were vaccinated with in the early days, before I understood what was going on, they did have vaccines, mostly before I adopted them, actually, so they weren't actually with me. But we have got proof that one of the children was definitely vaccine injured. Both my boys are autistic, and one is very, very autistic. So, yeah, it's very sad what is going on, but I've never seen I never had a leaflet given to me before I had my child vaccinated, and I'm sure the majority of parents sitting listening to this also didn't.
Absolutely, you are correct. The doctor does not hand us the leaflet and say, this is what's in here, do you want to go ahead with it? Alrighty, we will be back after a word from our sponsors in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. Excuse me. Welcome back. This is Deanna. I'm kind of hoarse today. Our guest is Christina England. Her website is profitableharm.com, and we do have a caller. We have William from Boston. William, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to put this the whole issue of vaccinations in a larger context, and they're all part of the world of deception that we live in. Deception created by lying psychopaths, and that power that these lying psychopaths have over us is rooted in the financial system, in the fake information system. And out of that, we get not only fake medicine, which is what vaccines are, we get fake wars, fake energy, and fake education. It's all about the control of people, because healthy, intelligent, financially successful people can't be controlled. And their whole issue is control. Now, the vaccines are one part of medicine, which is one part of their control system. If you look at medicine, 90% of medicine is fake. Other than trauma care or cosmetic or reconstructive surgery, all of medicine, the vaccinations, the pharmaceutical drugs, the radiation, the surgery, is not there to make you better. It's there to make you worse, make you sick. And if you look at how are we going to get rid of these ridiculous vaccinations, they obviously are there to make you sick. Now, the only way they get away with this hogwash is they control the financial system and the information systems. So they feed people full of just pure crap. But as far as dealing with vaccinations, if you get rid of the psychopaths control the financial system and the information system, not only will you get rid of vaccinations, you're going to get rid of the pharmaceutical drugs, the radiation, the surgery, the fake medicine. And as a bonus, you're going to get rid of the fake wars, the fake energy, and the fake education.
Well, that would be a great thing to do. And Christina, your thoughts on that?
Yes, it would be a great thing to do. I think there's a deeper reason behind this. If listeners want to have a look at a YouTube video, it's called "Don't Delta Me, Dude." It's got a strange title, "Don't Delta Me, Dude," and look into the England hypothesis. And there I discuss what I think is going on. And
what is the name of the video again?
It's called "Don't Delta Me, Dude." Dr. Rima Labo, MD, who I actually work with. I'm the European Regional Director for the Natural Solutions Foundation in the UK. She's actually going to be doing a show with Deanna next week, and she'll be discussing this in full. So anybody that wants to know about it, have a look at the video, learn a little bit about it first, and listen to her show. I'm sure it'll be wonderful.
All righty. Do you have a link for that video? Right up, handy.
I can have a look for it. I'm due on another show in a few minutes.
Okay.
I've got two back-to-back. I'll try and have a look for it. If we carry on talking, I can multitask a little bit.
Sure. And then we'll attach that so that people can watch that. William, did you have any other comments?
No, I think that's it. I still didn't get the second word in that video. Don't what me, dude? Or
Delta.
D-E-L-T-A.
Delta.
Oh, Delta.
There's a reason for calling it that. I'm just going to put the link up. I've got it here. I can't go into it. I haven't really got time to go into it right now. But I think if you look at this video, you'll find it very interesting. I've got to shut her up before she starts talking.
Right, and I just want to just make a comment otherwise in that, Deanna, you have, along with a few other people, the best show on the Internet, like Dr. Carly, you. There's a couple other people. You're just amazing, and what you're doing for humanity is incredible.
Thank you very much. Dr. Carly is a very good friend of mine. I think the world of her, and her work is second to none. I often speak about her work in my articles, and I always try to include her in any shows that I'm doing. So, yes, you're quite right. Her work is
all right. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. And I think that the link is also on Dr. LeBoy's
Labo's
page.
I've actually just put it onto your Skype, Deanna, so you've got it on your Skype.
Okay, I will put that into the chat room, and also we'll make sure that the producer has that link so that we can link it to today's program. This multitasking is kind of challenging at times.
It is. It's very challenging.
When we're doing so many different things, yes, indeed. All righty. So going back to your website, you have lots and lots of wonderful things on your website. And we talked, okay, you've got a lot of links on the left-hand side. You have a must-read book list. You have professionals who dare to speak out. You have adverse reactions to prescription drugs. And the shaken baby syndrome. I have known people, and crib death. You mentioned crib death earlier, where I knew a couple who lost a baby to crib death. Nobody tried to arrest them or anything. But it, just the heartbreak of that they experienced was just unbelievable, and they never connected it to any of the events, any of the the vaccines that the child had. And it's just unfortunate that people aren't putting two and two together and looking, okay, what happened to this child a day or two before this crib death? They just don't make the connection. Why do you think that is? Is it just trust in the doctors or what?
Yes, just trust in the doctors, trust in the system, and the governments would never, ever lead us astray, would they? But if anybody wants to go into the crib deaths, cot deaths and vaccines, there's a brilliant paper that was written by Dr. Vera Scribner. She speaks about cot deaths and vaccines, and it's called the Cot Watch Studies, and it's all to do with a breathing monitor that her and her husband actually designed. And she was a very strong vaccine believer, and she's certainly not now. when they started to look at the recordings from this monitor that was attached to babies that were having apnea attacks, they found that all the babies were having critical days. She calls them critical days, where they had stress-related breathing problems on those particular days, and they were always following vaccines. And they were on certain days after the vaccine. It'd be day one, obviously, and perhaps day two. And there were several different days. And if you look at the actual charts which she's put on her site, just under Dr. Vera Scribner, if you look at the actual charts, you can see where it's peaked. On these days, and all the children's charts all peak on the same days. So that is incredibly interesting.
Right, and she does have a lot of information. We've had her on our program before, and when we had Vaccine Week. Okay, shaken baby. A lot of people are accused. What is SBS? Just real quickly.
That is shaken baby syndrome. I've just abbreviated it.
Sure.
Like Munchausen's by proxy syndrome is MSBP.
Right, and so
it's abbreviations.
Right. Okay. But what is it, and what has happened to some of the people that
The shaken baby syndrome. The shaken baby is the babies are suffering a triad of injuries in the brain. They get swelling of the brain, which could be encephalitis. They're getting bleeds in different cavities of the brain, and they're also getting bleeds behind the eyes, retinal bleeding. This is called the triad, and somewhere in our history, long, long ago, they decided that this triad meant the children were being shaken. However, it doesn't stand up, because these very young babies, and this was one of the, like the case I've got at the moment, I've actually put it on the article when it comes out, that these babies have got very immature necks and backs, and if they'd been shaken as violently as they're supposed to be, they would surely be neck and back injuries, and they're not. There's no bruising on the bodies, there's nothing at all except these triad of injuries in the brain. And this can be caused by traumatic birth, it can be caused by various different drugs, it can be caused by so many things. Premature babies are suffering from shaken baby syndrome, also called, quite a lot, because their little the sort of capillaries in their brains aren't formed properly, and they have various different problems. And then of course they have the vaccines at 8 weeks old, and they're not ready to have them. You know, they're
exactly properly. Well, Christina, we've run out of time. Thank you so very much for being on the program, and we hope that we can do this again. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me. Good night.
All righty. Bye bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you on Monday.
John Stepman.